So we'll get our practice off to a start now. And this practice is called the Safe Place Practice. And this is Sally Dunn leading the practice here. So let's just tune into the posture. Let's see how we're sitting, how we're lying. Sensing into the natural weight of the body. Noticing where the feet are resting. Noticing where the hands are resting. And if at all possible, if you're sitting, arranging that the spine is upright, but without being rigid, being comfortable in your pose. So it's a dignified posture, and yet it's relaxed. And noticing how the body feels as you settle into your posture. What could you do to make yourself a little more comfortable? But still with the intention to stay alert. And if we fall asleep, that's no problem, but see if we can stay awake and alert for the practice. Then we'll gently move to the idea of looking at our intention for this practice. And we're cultivating mindfulness. And we're also cultivating compassion for ourselves, a little bit of self-kindness, a little bit of self-care. And then we might look to our motivation. Why am I doing this? What brings me to this practice? What might my motivation be to bring in a little bit of self-care? How would that benefit me? And maybe the people around me? And without searching for an answer, just allow those words to drop into the mind. What brings me to mindfulness? Noticing how the body responds to the question. Any thoughts or feelings or images that it might invoke. And I think it's true to say that our mindfulness practice is about bringing in a sense of kindness to ourselves, to help us realize our own potential. And looking after ourselves, a little bit of self-care feeds into that. We all have a deep wish to be well, to be content, just as everybody else does. And so now we'll just let that intention and motivation move to the back of the mind. And we bring the awareness to the breath. And we just notice the flow of breath. So finding the rhythm of the breathing in the body. And maybe deepening the breath a little if it's comfortable. And to help settle the mind, we might bring in the count. 3, 4, maybe 5 on the in-breath, a little pause, and then the same count on the out-breath, and a little pause. And very gently guiding the attention back to the breath when the mind wanders off into thinking. In breath flowing in, the pause, out breath flowing out, and the pause. And then we let go of the counting and just find the out-breath and see how it feels. Perhaps lengthening the out-breath if it's comfortable, but allowing the breath to find its own rhythm. And noticing the relaxing quality of the out-breath. And the out-breath brings us into the world of the body, as we sense the body settling and resting on the out-breath. And with a sense of curiosity, we just notice how gravity is literally settling us down onto wherever we're resting. How gravity allows the body to make contact. So we might bring our attention down to the feet and notice where the feet are resting. And having a sense if the feet are on the ground, the ground beneath us that offers us support, steady support. Or if we're lying out, the whole body is resting on a surface, and of course that surface is supported by the earth. Is it possible to see if we're holding ourselves away from that support in some way? Just noticing. Or can we allow ourselves to feel the support of the ground, the earth beneath us? Mind resting in the body, body resting, supported by the ground. And the space all around the body. When you're ready to, could you invite into the mind an image of a place, a safe place? So this could be somewhere you know, somewhere you've been before, or it could be a place in your imagination. It could be outdoors or indoors. And this place is somewhere where you feel safe, where you can be calm, where you can be at peace. And sometimes plenty of images come to the mind and it's hard to settle on one, but see if you can settle on one image. And if no image comes to mind, perhaps you could imagine feeling what it would be like to be in a place where you feel really at ease, comfortable and at peace. So just let the image or feeling emerge. Just let it sort of arise in its own way. So it's up to you how this place is. Just let the imagination go free. And if you were resting in this place, what would you see around you? Colors, shapes and forms, are there any sounds? In this safe, beautiful place. Would there be a smell? What's the ground like under your feet in this place? Are there places to sit? And what are those places made out of? What texture would you feel under your hands? And is it possible to relax in this place? Drinking in the environment, taking it in. See if you can feel that this place welcomes you. That this place is delighted that you're here, takes joy in you being here. How does that feel to know that you're so welcome in this place? And what are you noticing in the body as you rest here. With this safe place all around you. Just letting it in, little bit by little bit. Allowing your body memory to soak in the place, the feelings of this place. And resting here now for the next 10 or 12 breaths. Just enjoying being wherever you are. Then gently seeing if you're ready to allow your safe place to dissolve and fade away, knowing that it's literally only a thought away. And then as we come gently to the end of the practice, just we'll see if we can carry the benefits of this time, this nourishing time, into the rest of our day. So, as always, we allow the benefits to trickle out in ever-increasing circles. And just resting for a few moments. Until you're ready to very gently open your eyes. I'll just switch off the recording.